Little Red Riding Hood.
Page 2.
Jane is a young girl. She has a red coat with a hood, so she is called Little Red Riding Hood. One day, her mother says, "Jane, take this food to your grandma. She lives in the forest." Jane says, "Yes, mother." Her mother says, "But be careful. Don't speak to anyone." What happens next? Read and choose. 1. Jane takes the food from her mother. 2. Jane speaks to her mother. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 3.
Jane, take this food to your grandma. She lives in the forest.
Yes, mother.
But be careful. Don't speak to anyone.
Page 4.
Jane takes the food from her mother. She goes into the forest. She thinks, "The forest is dark and scary." She walks a long way. After an hour, she meets a wolf. The wolf says, "Hello, where are you going?" Jane remembers her mother's words. What happens next? Read and choose. 1. Jane speaks to the wolf. 2. Jane does not speak to the wolf. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 5.
The forest is dark and scary.
Hello. Where are you going?
But be careful. Don't speak to anyone.
Page 6.
Jane does not speak to the wolf. The wolf thinks she's Little Red Riding Hood. Her grandmother lives in the forest. The wolf runs to the house in the forest. What happens next? Read and choose. 1. Jane knocks on Grandma's door. 2. The wolf knocks on Grandma's door. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 7.
She's Little Red Riding Hood. Her grandmother lives in the forest.
Page 8.
The wolf knocks on Grandma's door. Grandma says, "Who's there?" And the wolf says, "It's Jane." Grandma opens the door. The wolf says, "Hello, Grandma." And he pushes her into a cupboard. Grandma shouts, "No!" What happens next? Read and choose. 1. Jane knocks on Grandma's door. 2. The wolf knocks on Grandma's door. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 9.
Who's there?
It's Jane.
Hello, Grandma.
No.
Page 10.
Jane knocks on Grandma's door and the wolf says, "Who's there?" Jane says, "It's Jane." The wolf says, Come in, my dear. Jane goes in and sees the wolf. He is sitting in Grandma's bed and wearing Grandma's clothes. Jane sees the wolf's big eyes. What does Jane say? Read and choose. 1. You have very big eyes, Grandma. 2. You have very big eyes, Wolf. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 11.
Who's there?
It's Jane.
Come in, my dear.
Page 12.
Jane says, "You have very big eyes, Grandma." The wolf says, "They help me to see you, my dear." Jane sees the wolf's big ears. She says, "You have very big ears, Grandma." He says, "They help me to hear you, my dear." Jane sees the wolf's big teeth. She says, "You have very big teeth, Grandma." What does the wolf say? Read and choose. 1. They help me to hear you, my dear. 2. They help me to eat you, my dear. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 13.
You have very big eyes, Grandma.
Oh, they help me to see you, my dear.
You have very big ears, Grandma.
Oh, they help me to hear you, my dear.
You have very big teeth, Grandma.
Page 14.
The wolf says, "They help me to eat you, my dear." The wolf jumps out of bed and Jane screams,
"Ah!"
A man in the forest hears the scream and he runs to the house. He says, "What's the problem?" He sees the wolf and he says, "Get out, wolf!" The wolf runs out of the house. Grandma says,
"Help! Help!"
Jane opens the cupboard and Grandma gets out. Jane says, "Are you okay, Grandma?" Grandma says, "I'm okay now." Think. Answer the questions. Who lives in the forest? Who sends Jane to her grandma's house? Who takes food to her grandma?
Page 15.
They help me to eat you, my dear. What's the problem? Get out, wolf!
Help! Help!
Are you okay, Grandma?
I'm okay now.
Little Red Riding Hood. Jane has a coat. It has a red hood. She takes some food to her grandmother's house. She sees a wolf. He runs through the forest. He says, "I'm Jane," at grandmother's house. He puts grandmother into a cupboard, puts on her clothes, and gets into bed. Jane says, "It's me," at grandmother's house. The wolf says,
"Come in."
And she sees him in bed. She sees the wolf. She thinks,
"She's my grandma."
But some things are wrong. So she says them to him.
"You have big eyes. They help me see you. You have big ears. They help me hear you."
Now Jane is scared. She looks at the wolf's teeth.
"You have big teeth. They help me eat you."
Jane screams and runs. A man in the forest hears all the screaming and runs to the house. The wolf runs away. Jane opens the cupboard. Grandma is safe, and Jane gives her the food.